1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, welcomes you to Destination Downtown, brought to you by the Windmill Restaurant, home of the Hash Brown Omelet. Stop in for breakfast or lunch at the Windmill Restaurant in the heart of downtown Holland. And as always, to take care of the segment of what's going on in downtown Holland is the Executive Director of the Holland Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, Sally Lokaitis, on the other side of our council. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
I'm doing okay. We're you know, the voice is okay. I'm back to full powers.
Good. I'm not. Still got that voice thing going on.
Yeah. Hopefully, let's hope that in the next, 10 days.
Oh, great. Thanks.
Because, you know, Christmas is coming up actually in a dozen days. So,
thank you.
Hopefully you'll be okay on that. But you have a guest with us, so let us continue.
I have Carla Scheifele with me today. Carla is the owner of Carla's Place in downtown Holland. And she is also the organizer of the Downtown Shopping Jam.
And we'll tell Carla to step right up to the microphone. Do not be afraid, because it does not bite. But the problem is, you got to be next to it, because it does, you know, let's just put it this way. It's like some of us, we just don't retain things as well as we used to. Carla, good morning. Welcome aboard.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about what's coming up in terms of, I wouldn't say we're pushing any shopping carts around downtown, but, then again, maybe not, might not be a bad idea if you want to collect some loot for Christmas.
It's going to be a fun event. It is this Saturday, the 14th, and it's downtown Holland. There's 31 merchants that are participating, and it's from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., and the stores are offering discounts, 30% off from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., and stores have to offer at least one item off at that price. And then from 9 to 10 a.m., it's 25% off an item. And it varies from stores. Some stores are the whole store off for that percentage. Some stores are a section. So it's a lot of fun. It's a way to give back and say thanks and really have a good time on Saturday morning.
So do you see a lot of people that will come in and poke around today and tomorrow and sort of plan their strategy for what they want? Or do people go online, do you think, and look at the shops that are participating?
I feel we get phone calls about whether we're participating and what we're offering, and there's not too many people that poke around. We've been doing it for, I think this is the 8th year of doing it.
That's a long time.
So it's just a really fun event, really crowded, but it's a great crowd. It's just a really happy, fun crowd. People really appreciate what offers are given to them.
Well, and, you know, at the end of the day, 8 o'clock is not that early to get up and out of the house and come down for a bargain.
Yes, and if it's a pretty snowy day, it's just a fun place to be downtown. We're so fortunate for what we have.
So what is Carla's Place doing?
We're going to do off the entire store.
Wow,
so that's
really
our one time a year that we do that for those 2 hours from 8 to 10. We do it off the entire store for 30% off from 8 to 9, 9 to 10, 25% off.
Wow, that's an incentive.
And let's put it this way. You got this weekend, and you got next weekend before, you know, before Santa comes. And if Santa doesn't come, you can only tell the kids so much about, well, Santa had a little difficulty this year.
Absolutely, but there's no excuse. There's no excuse this weekend. You have to come downtown. Is there a website, or what's the best way to get information?
It is on the downtown Holland Facebook page with the participating stores. Just so many stores are using social media now, so check with your favorite stores. It was in the paper today. We're here today telling everybody about it.
Right.
So,
31 merchants, that's a great turnout.
It's the highest number last year. I think it was 23, so a lot of new stores that have added on this year, so it's
now
fun.
Now, when this first started, I seem to remember that the merchants were wearing their pajamas.
Correct.
That is not happening?
Few people still do.
Do they? Okay.
People are welcome to do that. Come down, wear your jammies, be comfy, have fun.
Wear the bunny ears, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, are the retailers wearing pajamas?
Some do.
Okay, that's
some at our store do. So it just really varies.
How about you?
That's yet to be determined.
Depends on what time you get up in the morning,
right? How much time I have.
Much time and whether or not you're going to have to get out of the house with the jammies.
Absolutely. Well, we have information on our website as well, on holland.org. We've got the poster in our office, and I know Ann was posting something on Facebook as well.
Wonderful.
So we would just encourage people to come on downtown. Come down at 8, shop until 10, then go to our sponsors, the Windmill Restaurant, and have a hash brown omelet. And that sounds like a pretty good morning.
And I'll tell you right now, some of the people at the Windmill Restaurant, they have not experienced being slammed. They might be this weekend.
Right.
Indeed.
So, yep. And then, and also, after people go to the shopping jam, and after they have their hash brown omelet, then they can run down to the Kursmarkt. It's the last day for the Kursmarkt, is this coming Saturday.
That's at the 8th Street Marketplace?
At the 8th Street Marketplace. And there are some wonderful vendors down there.
Indeed.
So I think that, you know, you can make it just a nice full morning.
Sally, Carla, thank you for joining us.
Our pleasure.
On this edition of Destination Downtown. For more on activities in the Holland area, go to holland.org. That is the website for the Holland Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, and they'll tell you all about it. That's Destination Downtown, brought to you by the Windmill Restaurant.